good Tuesday evening, everyone. Should I say, what is this, 4th of July Eve evening, everyone. Welcome to the Double L Show on Kayak Fishing Radio. I am one half of your host, Mark Lozier, joined by my wife. We're back together in Virginia again, Chris. How's it going, Chris, on the other side?
Hot.
Hot? You're in the house.
Yeah, but still, it's kind of humid outside and...
Welcome to summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hot all weekend, so that's good, I guess. I didn't see any major rain in the forecast. Warm mid-90s all weekend, so we shouldn't have anybody on here with any excuses of why they didn't fish for next Tuesday's show, so we should have a lot of great fishing reports coming in. But anyway, welcome everyone. Chat room's still refreshing and filling in, so... Thank you guys for joining us. We got a couple callers that are listening in. Thank you. And down the road, our future podcast downloaders, thanks for downloading the show. I'm already pleasantly surprised by the amount of people that have showed up tonight. I kind of thought with it being the eve of 4th of July that people be pre-gaming and on the road or whatever. So thank you guys for joining us and spending a Tuesday hour or so hanging out with us. What else we got going on here? Yeah, everybody's still coming in, so kind of take it slow here for a few minutes and let them guys get a seat, pop a top, pour a cold glass of water or whatever it is you got. Sweet tea for me. Seems like we got a couple in the chat room who've already been, as I said earlier, pre-gaming for the 4th of July week. And it's not really the weekend, though. It's kind of weird having 4th of July in the middle of the week.
You know, actually, since you're just running down, it's kind of funny. I bought ice cream, watermelon. You know what I didn't buy?
Fat tire.
I didn't buy no beer.
I know where there's stores open later around here. We can find some. Nah, I don't need to be drinking any beer tonight. I got an early morning wake-up call, so. Very cool. All right, well, let's get going here, see what we can get through tonight and get everybody on their way to remembering to be safe out there this weekend. I'm going to start with that. I just had a conversation with somebody on the phone who was talking about fishing the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel tomorrow. 4th of July to me is kind of like on the water like New Year's Eve is on the highways. It's amateur day. Everybody and their brother who has a boat that can semi-run will take it out on the 4th of July, it seems, for some reason or another. So there's going to be a lot of power boats out there, so you all keep your head on a swivel if you're out tomorrow. Try to stay where you can't get run over, especially around here in Tidewater. We have so many different fireworks displays that go on. People try to get their boats out there to see the fireworks, but that's not till 9 o'clock at night, so most of the day they're sucking down cold beers, not paying attention, hanging out in the heat and whatnot, so... If you guys do go out this tomorrow, I keep wanting to say this weekend, I got to quit that. If you guys do go out tomorrow, just be safe out there. Pay attention. Not everybody sees everything too well on these holiday weekends, if you know what I mean. So, no fireworks during the day. Now, Tom, they're not, but those people stay out on those boats all day to get a shot at those fireworks in the evening, especially Lynn Haven. Everybody heads out, goes one way or the other, up the bay or down the ocean front. So then they all got to come back in. So like I said, just be careful. But enjoy it. It's going to be a nice weekend here. I don't see any major weather problems except for it's going to be hot. So make sure you drink plenty of water. Stay hydrated. And call us back on Tuesday, like I said, and let us know how you did. Got a long weekend ahead for a lot of people. I've already seen some people that are basically off after this. So should get plenty of good fishing in. Trying to read the chat room here. People are firing off questions and saying things already. Sorry for the pause. All right.
Never mind.
What's that? Once again, I always feel sorry for the podcast.
I'm trying to read. I got asked to be a kayak escort for Diane. Yeah, she tries this one. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just saw that. It is cool. Gator Dave. Well, I don't know if you're going to paddle all the way to Cuba, but good luck, brother.
Well, they got
to have,
really
cool.
Have extra boats and stuff. They got to have motorized boats and stuff going along.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool. For others who's not in the chat room, Gator Dave, one of our loyal listeners, said that he got asked to be a kayak escort for Diana Yad, I guess is her name. She's going to try to swim from Cuba to Key West again this year. So, very cool. 3-hour shifts, he says, as she swims. Well, Dave, let us know how that works out. I don't know when the event is, but it seems like a long swim, huh? All right. Hello, Arlie. How's it going, everybody? Still filing in. Well, we got a lot of people coming in tonight. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Like I said, I'm pleasantly surprised at the amount of people showing up tonight. So let's get to the upcoming events. What do we got going on? And remember, anybody that's listening, call in. Call in anytime during the show. You got anything to add? I know we got a caller waiting that's going to talk to us about an upcoming tournament. So we'll do that right here shortly with the upcoming events. But the call-in number is 714-816-4727. So if you got anything coming up or just want to chat, tell us what you've been up to, catching, what's going on in your neck of the woods, feel free to call anytime. So locally, I don't really see any big events locally coming up. I know down the road we got our usual annual TK charity tournament. This will be the 8th annual event. That's the weekend of September 28th and 29th. If you're not aware of the TK event, go check out tka.org. It's one of the larger kayak fishing tournaments on the East Coast. Last year we had over 240 participants, and I'm sure we'll probably do the same, if not better, I hope, this year. All the proceeds go to HOW and Project Healing Waters, two great causes, helping our men and women of the military out. So, you know, go check it out. Love to have you here in Virginia Beach area. Come fish with us. Salt and Freshwater Divisions. And once again, Hobie Kayaks has stepped up and donated a pro angler for the Grand Slam Division. So you have a chance on winning a Hobie pro angler. And then we have kayaks for all the individual species. And the gang at the charity, the tournament committee work real hard, and we have a ton of raffles to give away usually. So almost everybody walks away with something at that event. Plus there's good food and a lot of good hanging out with everybody. You can see people you don't normally see but just for these events. So look forward to it. And then the week after that, you guys know what time it is. It's Boondoggle, October 5th through the 8th.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go, Mr. Steve Chapman on the voice there. Steve, I don't know if he's back yet. Steve is in the Bahamas fishing. If I ever get to meet Steve, I'm going to shake his hand, then I'm going to punch him right in the throat, and then I'm going to hug him. He was putting up pictures the other day. They were bone fishing in the morning and then offshore fishing in the afternoon in the Bahamas. Putting all these pictures up on Facebook is about to make me sick. So, but no, they're down there, the guys from Fishing Florida Radio, a couple of them anyway. I don't think all of them are there, but they're down in the Bahamas fishing, so maybe they're not back yet. I don't see them here tonight. And Mike Ortego, I believe Mike went with them. Mike is he's been listening to the show for a while, too. He's one of the hosts on that radio show out of Florida in old Boudreaux. So if you guys don't check out, it's a fun show to listen to, Fishing Florida Radio. I know most of our listeners here don't fish in Florida, but those guys, they do a 3-hour show down there. They're syndicated. They're all over the state of Florida. They have commercials and stuff, Chris. They got sponsors. They got, like, a real radio studio and stuff, not like us. But they're a lot of fun.
What are you trying to say? We're not real.
No, I'm just saying they got all the good. They don't have to make their own music. They can use radio's music.
I got soundbites.
We got soundbites. Yeah, we can't use music. We don't have any of that. We can't use actual artist music.
I'm sure we could ask for permission.
Yeah. But anyway. They're a good bunch of guys, and they're good supporters of Kayak Fishing Radio.
What?
No, you couldn't hear me because you were playing with your buttons. I said, fish in Florida, guys, are going to be one of those nights, huh?
It's either that or I go outside and smoke a cigarette.
Okay. Hey, Gator Dave, I can read the chat room. Gator Dave's putting up, Chris, tell Mark. I can see the chat room there, Dave.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Yeah, I know what's going on. I need to call Chip. Anyway, we'll talk about that later, Dave. All right, so upcoming events. So we got the Boondoggle. We already talked about that, the Boondoggle. If you guys aren't familiar, you're just first-time listener, which I don't know where you've been, but the Boondoggle is nothing more than a group of crazy kayak anglers, as Steve just said, getting together to fish. There's no tournament. There's no entry fee.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Probably the only thing you got to pay for is your accommodations, unless you just want to sleep in your vehicle or something if you're not local. So I know we've already filled up First Landing State Park's cabins, but there's plenty of places to stay. If anybody needs any information, help, or anything getting settled in here to Virginia Beach area, contact us and we'll be sure to give you all the help we can. What kind of equipment to bring or whatever the case may be, we'll be glad to help you out. So get in touch with any one of us here, Chris, myself, and we'll help you out. What did
that's,
I miss?
That's funny. Tom, make sure the right Tom gets the correct credit. Tom Matout said, if I go smoke, they don't get red cards, do we? Well, technically, Mark is still reading. He can give those red cards. He's got admin capability. But whether he does or doesn't do it, that's a whole nother bowl of wax.
Oh, now you're going to put the pressure on me. Well, I'm a little more liberal probably with the red cards. After my wife's card incident, I can't be too strong on everybody. So let's get the caller. You said we have a caller online who would like to talk about an upcoming event he has. Who's
yep.
the caller?
Matt is with us.
Hey, Matt, you there?
Yeah, hey, Mark and Chris. This is Matt Trucks, Yak Chum, a.k.a. City of Ash.
Hey, what's going on? I got a package coming your way on Thursday. I'll get him in the mail.
Ah, great. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I was just calling in to listen to the show. My browser is doing its funky stuff with Kayak Fishing Radio again. But it's an
ongoing problem.
It's actually a good opportunity for me to announce to the crew and all the people that listen to the podcast about a fluke tournament we have up here in New Jersey every year in July. If people don't know what a fluke is, it's what they call a summer flounder up here in Jersey. And
yeah.
I believe the name comes from being that it's a backwards winter flounder.
Correct. Yep. Winter flounder, you lay it down to the right. Somewhere to the left, you got it?
Yep.
I don't know, it's a fluke, yeah. Very cool. That's how I always knew when I worked in the tackle shops. That's how I always knew where my customers came from, because I'd have guys come in and say, fluke, where's a good fluke bite on? And then they would also ask for, what is it you call, tautog, blackfish?
Yep.
Yeah, blackfish. And I was like, we're here to catch some blackfish.
Yep, so you always know the Northern Jersey guys and the New York guys.
That's right. I can narrow it down without even looking at the bumper of the car when they pulled into the parking lot.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So when is this event?
It's Friday, July 20th through the 21st. The tournament is put on with the Point Pleasant Elks Lodge. And what it is it's both a boat tournament, powerboat, and a kayak division. So it's a pretty big tournament. The boat side has over 300 boats every year registered. And
the website?
Our kayak side last year had, I believe, 65 registered anglers.
Cool. And is there a website where people can go and find more information?
There is. It's NewJerseyKayakFishing.com. I'll post the link in the chat room.
Okay. Well, there you go. Cool. Very good. All right, and they can register and everything online there and get their whole setup done?
Yep, everything can be registered online. The only thing is we really need people to show up to the captain's meeting so we can explain everything, and that's the best part about it. On Saturday after the tournament's over for the prizes, the Elks Lodge has a giant barbecue, and it's all you can eat, and you get two tickets included with your registration. You can bring a family member or whomever, and it's an all-out huge barbecue.
What's the entry for the kayaks?
I believe it's late entry now, so it's 65 per angler.
Okay.
Cool. The tournament also, which I can't believe I didn't announce right away, but it's benefiting Heroes on the Water.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's great. And you guys got a new chapter up there in New Jersey.
We do. So this will be their first really big tournament benefiting them in New Jersey itself. So.
Well, great, guys. That's awesome, man. Well, you got to make sure that after the event that you call us back and give us a tournament summary.
We'll do.
Let us know how
everything up on the website for everybody to check out.
Is there a Facebook page or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
You got your HAL Facebook page, right? You got your New Jersey chapter HAL Facebook page, too. So you guys will put up stuff on there, I guess.
And there is a HAL event coming up in 2 weeks. It's on July 14th. We're taking a bunch of guys out in the saltwater.
That
should be a good
cool.
time. I'm not sure how many soldiers we have registered yet, but I believe we have 10 kayakers with spare gear and kayaks. So.
Awesome. Somebody else just asked a question while I still got you. Is it a catch, photo, and release tournament for the
Catch, photo, and release. Friday and Saturday is catch, photo, and release. Also, Saturday is a $20 Calcutta. It's $10 for longest fluke and $10 for the three longest.
Okay, very cool. I'll have to come up there and get somebody to show me what a fluke is. Somebody in the chat room said it's a fluke when they catch a fish. That was Tom Mateau. So whenever he catches a fish, it's a fluke. So
that's funny.
Very cool.
Well, we're getting better. So I was out Sunday.
You got a good bite?
Yeah, had a nice 21-inch fluke. Other than that, they were all short fish. We can only keep 5 up to 17 and a half inches, but the short fish were, 16 and a half to 17. So.
Got you. Now, what are you guys? I got you on the phone. I'm going to keep you going here at the fishing show anyway. So what are you typically fishing for them up there? You fish structure, drop-offs, ledges, kind of like we do down here, I guess, same thing?
Basically the same thing, bridges, rocks, channel edges. But, they hang on the flats, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can. A lot of people don't. Some here, 2 foot of water, you can find some good flounder. 2-3 foot
sure.
of water. So, very cool. Well, thanks a lot for calling in. Throughout the show, if you're going to hang out. Yeah, anytime. I always tell everybody, call in. Let us know what you got going on. And periodically, if you want to post up that link again. And, like I said, call back in when it's all over and let us know how it went.
Will do.
We'd love to hear from. Yeah, give us the tournament wrap up when it gets done. So there you go, guys. If you're in the New Jersey area or ready to make a little trip up to Point Pleasant or down wherever you may be, you can go check out the tournament that we were just talking about. It sounds like it's going to be a good event, and it's all benefiting HAL, so that's a great reason right there. And I actually had in my notes here, and I'll go ahead and jump to that HAL. Tom V, I know you're in there, and I'm just going to go ahead and shoot it out there because Tommy sent out an email the other day about getting the word out more about HAL. If you guys know anybody, and this is kind of local, but it goes for HAL in general, a lot of the HAL chapters I know get their soldiers, as we call them, or our vets, whatever you want to say, from the local hospitals and stuff. But it's not just about them. It's this guy sitting at home right now that would love to go out and fish and maybe not aware of HAL. So if you know of people out there that maybe would benefit from going out for a day with their local HAL chapter and getting on the water, get them in touch with your coordinator in your area. And like I said, for here locally, Tidewater guys and gals, if you know of anybody that would love to go out, Tom's here in the chat room. I think he's still enough away from the wild turkey that he could help you out. But you can always get in touch with any of us. And like I said, if you know somebody that would like to go spend a half a day or a full day with one of our local HAL events, I believe the next HAL event for us locally is the 14th of July. Is that not correct, Tom Vanderheiden? I'm waiting. and nothing. Yes. Okay. So yeah. So locally on July 14th, but it's a great thing. How, if you're not aware of what How is, go to the How website, Heroes on the Water. Check it out. There's chapters popping up all over the place. The Milk Crate did a great full weeks long interview with a bunch of different How participants, chapter, and Mr. Jim Dolan. We had two local ones here, Chuck Land and Tom Vanderheiden. It was really good to see all that in the Milk Crate, so go check it out. But, yeah, anyway, just wanted to pass that word along. If you guys know anybody that would benefit from it, no matter where you are, find your local How chapter and get those people in touch with them. It's a great thing. It's probably one of the best things that Chris and I, we try to make it all. We've been real busy here lately with the move and everything. We've unfortunately missed a couple, but it's probably one of the best things we do. It's the people, the soldiers, as we call them, always thank us at the end, but sometimes it's them who I need to be thanking. So it's a good day on the water. So if you're not aware, go check it out. Heroes on the Water. All right, we got another caller, Chris said, on the line. Who's with us now? Justin.
Yeah.
Justin, what are you doing?
I'm driving home from work.
Oh, sorry.
I'm on the Northern Neck right now.
All right. And do
way,
you have
way,
any...
way up there.
Yeah, you are. You're already far enough up. You you have a new job that puts you more into the fishing industry. Why don't you tell us about it real quick?
Yeah.
Everybody.
I, just 3 weeks ago, started working for Release Reels. I make conventional lever drag reels, pretty awesome reels. And it's
cool.
Kind of weird. I would
big
have thought I was talking
work,
about
huh?
fishing all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with the towel stuff.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Well,
your knees will thank you when you get to my age.
More.
Yeah, you'll
I'm,
be a
I'm
lot
still
better
mixing
off.
It up a little bit here and there.
I got you. Have you been fishing lately?
No, actually, it's been like, gosh, it's been killing me. It's been like 10 days.
Oh, my gosh, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. Well, I lost power in the storm, so that kind of messed up my weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Running the wife and baby around and stuff. But,
did you just lose power? Did you get any damage? Northern Neck, we're losing you. I think he's gone. Did we lose him, Chris? Chris here. Yeah, Justin's gone. Well, maybe he'll call back in. All right, well, we'll keep moving there. All right, Justin, well, if you're listening, well, I guess you're not listening because we lost you, so Justin's on the phone for a minute. Now he's gone. Well, hopefully he'll call back in. Yeah, we had a doozy of a storm come through this Virginia area last weekend. Hopefully everybody listening here, you're safe, no major damage. That was a crazy thing. I read a little article on that storm the other day that Harry Longenberry put up, and that was pretty wild how that storm started in Chicago and just grew and grew, and I think it said it went like 294 miles, and I don't remember the time, but it was pretty crazy. So it was pretty weird. Yeah, kayaks don't need power. All right, so what else we got going on here? So we got fishing reports. Well, it's pretty much everything you can probably go chase after now is here. Cobia, our very own William, has caught a cobia out of his kayak this past weekend. They're all over. When the cobia come in, it kind of takes the pressure off of the red and black drum for a little while. Everybody gets cobia crazy. Yeah, the Richo storm somebody's put up, going back to that storm thing. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, but the blacks and reds are still out there. And it's, who was it I was talking to today? Lucian. Lucian said that Carolyn Brown and a couple people had went out to the island, out to the high-rise and area, and they hooked up every time on the red drum. So they're still here, the big reds. Black drum are out there, sheep's head. Still trout in the area. Croaker. Tom, let's go get some croaker.
Oh, God, you didn't say
got?
That darn word, did you?
Yeah, got to give him his due. But now they're getting better. So, yeah, it's pretty much whatever you guys want to go target now. I mean, it's here. It's summertime. Water temperatures are up. These storms are going to be hopefully not around again for a little while, so we can all get out there and enjoy it. And I have my North Carolina fishing report from Philip Ruckert, who is also joining us tonight in the chat room. I saw Philip earlier. Philip with Get Outdoors sends us a weekly fishing report for the North Carolina area. And it seems like things are getting a lot better down there, too. He says there's sharks down there that'll bite you in half. So if you're down there fishing, make sure you keep all legs and hands inside the kayak in the ocean. Spanish mackerel moving further from the sand. The weather has been favorable, he says, for kayakers. There's still good bite happening, mainly trolling Clark spoons and other flash baits. Red drum remains scattered in the marshes and continue to fall for the usual suspects. So, this is saltwater Carolina. Oh, yeah, they had Carolina Yakfish had a tournament last weekend at Fort Fisher. And let's see what we got here. Brian English was the only one who managed a slam. Total slam was 38 and a quarter inches. Second place was a flounder and a speck of 34 and a quarter. Wow, that's pretty good. The guy with two fish almost surpassed the guy with three. And finishing third was Matt Frazier with a flounder and a speck at 28 and three quarters. There's still two more tournaments left if you guys are down there in the Carolina Yakfish tournament series. So the Angler of the Year is sponsored by Native Watercraft. Hey, what do you know? And the series benefits Heroes on the Water. And Philip would also like this to pass along a thank you to anybody listening who may have made it out to the Get Outdoors sale and seminars they had last weekend. He says that he wanted to thank all y'all and appreciate your business and hope you enjoy your new gear. So you guys go check out Get Outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina. Great bunch of people down there. And thank you, Philip, for providing us with the North Carolina. Oh, you know what? I passed right over to freshwater bite. I don't want to do that and anger any of my freshwater friends.
Not only that, but Get Outdoors also carries the TFO How Rod.
There you go. See? Even a better reason to go check out Get Outdoors. I'm sorry, I'm just reading here. So he says, from the Neuse River and Pamlico Sound area, good numbers of mostly small, 20-inch size speckled trout can be still found. Some stripers still located near deeper structures from New Bern down to the Sound. Cetacean drum, 40 inches plus, are beginning to show up around the mouth of the Neuse. Large cut bait, the best way to target North Carolina's state saltwater fish. Very cool. Be sure to check the regulations. Yeah, it says here to check the regulations. So I'm not familiar with North Carolina, but I don't know if there's must be a no citation given, but an award for releasing a 40-inch plus fish. So there you go. Oh, and there's the big one. The tarpon have been spotted in the river and sound. Yeah, very cool. We got the tarpons over here, too, but that would cause you an early death if you ever speak of where exactly the tarpon are located on this part of the, up here in Virginia. But they're out there, so it's a good little paddle for us kayakers, I'll tell you that much. I do know that much. Maybe we can get the get somebody to call in one night and do a little tarpon talk. Speaking of calling in and whatnot, last week Chris and I did a fan appreciation show. And we asked for your guys' input on future guests. And what is that noise?
I don't know.
Chris, what are you doing?
Future
guests. Oh, it's like background noise. Sorry. And one of the suggestions was to have Jeff Little on, and I believe that was Sean Russell and a couple other people suggested that. Well, Jeff Little will be coming on. So if anybody out there has somebody they'd like to listen, you know, have on, for a guest, let us know. We'll try to make it happen. I know last week we got a little carried away with some of the people y'all were mentioning to have for guests, but definitely would try our best to get anybody on here you would like to hear from. But that also means if you ask, you better participate and ask questions, because for all of my freshwater fans out there, I got Jeff Little. Now you're going to have to help us ask Jeff. But knowing Jeff for the many years and knowing Jeff's been to Jeff's seminars and all, he probably won't have a problem giving us some great information when we have him on. And that might be next Tuesday. Jeff and I talked the other day, and we're going to go ahead and push it after this 4th of July holiday. So we will see what happens. What are you guys down there eating? Chocolate chip cookies? All right. Well, tonight we were going to talk about, I think that's all I got for news and fishing reports to cover. So, and I mentioned to both of them, too, we had two winners last week. I'm pretty sure I mentioned you guys, your packages are coming to you. I had to get back from Florida yesterday, so the winners of last week's last week's questions, your packages are going to go out Thursday, tomorrow being a holiday. So thank you again for participating last week. We'll have to do that some more. Yes, I did, Rob Choi. Thank you very much. Rob just asked a question in the chat room. It's quicker to answer it than it is to type it all out. So anyway, tonight's show, we're going to talk about getting family, friends, kids, you know, whatever started in kayak fishing. And it's kind of funny that we picked that topic a couple of days ago, and then today I had a phone call and booked a trip with a family of four. So I thought that was kind of cool. It was like father, mother, daughter, and son going to take out tomorrow morning for their first kayak fishing trip. So that would be pretty cool. So talking about that tonight. So if anybody has any input or anybody would like to chime in on the topic, but just being a holiday weekend, family and friends coming to town, things like that, you know, you want to get them out there on the water, put them in a kayak, maybe show them what it's about, how to get started in that. And kids especially, it's great to, Chris always talks about, you know, take your kids fishing. It's their next generation. Well, it's true, but you know, putting them in a kayak might not be right off the bat what they want to do, or even your family members, i.e. your wife or girlfriend. So, you know, you gotta think about all that when you get them out there, and start slow. Don't push anybody into doing anything that they don't want to do. We have Amara, she turned out to be quite the little kayak fishing gal out of her kayak. We took her out a couple times paddling first, though. I think that's kind of the nice way to start it. Get them in the boat, get them comfortable with it, just paddling around, slowly get them into the fishing thing. Like I said, don't push it. Kids, it's a little harder sometimes to keep them entertained out there if they're not doing something. But once you get them out there and they have fun with it, they'll probably want to go more. Don't make their first trip, no matter who it is, the trips that you might take. I know somebody's listening on the phone. I won't mention any names, but make sure you don't take them on a 10-mile paddle and 10 hours on the water in the middle of summer for their first trip, because if they're not really sure if they want to do it, there's probably a good chance that they might not want to go back with you again if you take them out on one of those long excursions that you're used to doing. So
keep it short.
Smart. Yeah, keep it short. Keep it entertaining. Don't make it any pressure. The other thing, don't get out there and expect them to walk the dog and, you know, whatever, fish lures the way you might do it because you've been doing it for a while. There's a good time for your cut baits or your gulps or things like that just to get fish on the line, get them to have some fun out there on the water. Make it a little educational, but don't overdo it. Keep it simple, stupid. I know we got enough military people in the chat room and listening. The old KISS method is probably the best way to do it right there. Keep it simple. So, heck, Chris, how many times did we go out when you just paddled before you finally started fishing?
Three times.
And how do you ever go out in your kayak? You don't go out in the kayak without a fishing rod now, would you?
No.
That'd be the time you'd see all the fish.
That's not even funny, honey. since we're talking about kids, Mr. Vanderheiden would like to point out, how encourages our participant to bring their kids out to our outing? The Tidewater chapter has had several kids out there with their military families.
Yeah, we have. We had one. Yeah, we had that one father. I took the father in the morning, had the son in the afternoon.
Oh, geez. Honey.
Yes,
now Tom is
Mark.
Complaining, apparently, since I read it. I guess he wanted you to read it.
Oh. Tom. But, yeah, just keep it simple when you get out there on the water. Don't go crazy. Don't try to get them out there for long excursions. Kids especially. Like I said, it's hard to keep them entertained. I'm going to probably have to tell any of you there, if you already have children, you know how it is to try to keep them entertained and keep their attention span. So other things you can do on the water with them too, looking at the birds, nature, keep them, you know, give them a little camera maybe, waterproof, waterproof and tied to the kayak. But, you know, they can take pictures while they're out there. They don't have to necessarily be fishing the whole time. So, what other suggestions would you have, honey, for getting people started?
Well, honestly, Lynn Haven is great. Lynn Haven is great because they got all these little beachy bars and stuff where you can just, you know, take a break and go for a swim.
Yeah.
That is really...
Yeah, Justin back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening. Well, you were gone, I think. Justin's phone cut off on us, so we lost Justin there. So.
No, he's still with us. I can see him.
Nah, we lost him when you went to do whatever it is you did.
Justin, say something.
Yep.
Something. We lost you there for a minute. You must have.
Yeah, that's been more than neck for you. I don't know why I called. It's kind of stupid. I knew I was going to lose the signal. I just didn't think about it.
Nah, that's all right. I lose the signal sitting here in the house at times. So what the heck? And I'm co-hosting the show, so you're fine. Have you taken anybody? Well, anybody for the first time? You had any, you know, newbies or children? Well, your child's not big enough yet, apparently, obviously, to take out.
Another two or three months when he's about 8 months old. I think he'll be ready.
You got him. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Already got his boat picked out.
I mean, he reaches for toys now, so he'll be ready to fish in about 3 months, right? Isn't that how it works?
Wow. Yeah. We want pictures on that one.
The problem is,
well,
knowing...
Technically, he has been fishing already.
I want pictures of your wife's face as you're leaving the driveway. That'd be pretty funny.
Well, the thing that scared me the most about that conversation was where he mentioned the toys, because Justin and where's Rob? Rob's still here. Rob Choi, they have this little thing they play where they put treble hooks in toys and they go out and catch fish with the toys. So I can only imagine what every time that he buys a new toy for the baby that he's thinking about what species he could use to catch the toy with. So I don't know if he's really buying the toy for the kid or if he's buying it for himself. Look at Rob laughing, yeah. So that's the reason he's going to take his son fishing, is to make sure he has a toy to use on the water. Now, it'll come along, don't worry. But don't push him. Don't push him.
Well, I mean, his middle name is Fisher, so I think he's pretty much destined.
Wow.
I mean, it's a pretty cool name. Even if I didn't fish, it's still a pretty cool name, right?
Yeah.
It is a pretty cool. Yeah, that's a cool name. Could have named him like Einstein or something else, but okay. Now, Tom Mattal is asking if we want a picture of, Justin wants a picture of his baby holding a cobia in a kayak. Tom, I know where you're going with that. Stop right now. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's writing. I can arrange that. Wow.
Holy cow. We're not going to go there again, are we? But anyway, yeah, so we're going to get back. I'm all over the place now tonight. Sorry, everybody. But we were asking you, Justin, about fishing. You hadn't been in a while. So.
Yeah, ten days ago. Well, I don't count the days that I fish. Like, sometimes I just stop on the side of the road or just like try to catch a bass in a little pond or stuff like that. I don't really count those days. So typically I don't go more than like 2 or 3 days without at least casting a little bit. But 10 days was my actual last fishing trip. That was to the first island of the Chesapeake Neighbors Tunnel. And it was cool. I mean, it was cool. Hot, but it was the fishing was cool. It was I caught almost right away. I caught two sheephead back to back, the 25.5 inches and 24 inches, on the exact same piling, about all within, I don't know. I caught the first one, tagged it, released it, paddled straight back to the piling, dropped down, and caught the second one. I mean, it hit the bottom, and wham, I hit. It was on fire. And then my dad caught a 20-inch and a 25-inch sheep's head and lost another big one. And then after I caught mine, I paddled up to no, wait, I'm not going to tell you where it was. Paddled around and around and around. No, looked for some spade fish and caught, I don't know, like 10 or 12 spades up to about 15 inches. And a flounder and the sea bass and the oyster toad and a storm. Caught a storm.
Caught a storm?
On the way back, a bolt of lightning hit about 100 yards away from me, struck the bridge, and wasn't much wind, but then I got real close to shore, and me and Matt Anderson were out when it started getting windy, and a bolt of lightning cracked right above our heads, hit the bridge again. I guess that's a common thing out there. Have you ever seen lightning hit the bridge out there?
Yeah, it's all those metal rods and electrical conduit pipes that run along. It kind of caused a little bit of a... Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
I
think
common,
I've seen it four or five times. But it struck. It hit the. I could see it hit like and bounce between the guardrails, like from point to point on the guardrail, like kind of. Yeah, it went through from like, I don't know, one to like three or four of them. It's pretty crazy. That'll shake your bones.
Tom Van Rijden says lightning will cause dirty pants.
Yeah. But my hat didn't get blown off, so it wasn't too windy.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, your track record and the things that I've known about you over the years is pretty much, if Justin says he wants you to go with him to the Bay Bridge Tunnel to fish, be sick, have to go get an appendix removed, because Justin seems to have a knack for getting caught out there in storms. But you had your dad with you that day, didn't you? Did you say you had your dad with you?
He made it in a little sooner than I did. He's smarter than me.
So, I was gonna say, so dad's got the brains in the family. We figured that out.
But I don't know. I get caught in those storms and I'm like, wow, this is really stupid. But then as I get in, I'm like, man, that was really fun. But that was really stupid. It's catch 22 for me. It's a no-brainer for most people, but when you have no brain, whatever.
That's why your hat blew off.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a show about that one night, Chris. Maybe we can get Tom Vanderheiden to finally call in, and Tom can tell his storm story night, and we can get some other people, because I know we've all had our dealings with storms on the water, a lot of us anyway. I had a... not so much a lightning thunderstorm, but I had a windstorm that picked up and I couldn't paddle. I'd just pick a blade of grass on the shoreline and paddle, you know, to something I could see. I don't know how long it took me, but it was forever in the wind. I got caught in the right before the storm. By the time I finally made it to land is when all the things you usually deal with underwater, the lightning, the downpour and all that happens. But I finally made it to land before that part of it came, but the winds picked up, so... we could definitely have a good storm story tonight. Would probably be.
Yeah, I've got probably two or three of them. I know Rob's got a good one.
Yeah, he just chimed in. We'll do that. We'll have to get all you guys lined up. We have to, you know, keep them to a minimum because it would take probably all night for each one of our stories. But that would probably be a pretty cool thing just to talk about it. But at the same note, nobody's condoning going out in bad weather, but. And this is the time of year. I mean, it's when it happens here. I mean, like that storm y'all went through, I was down in Florida still, but what happened the other night here? I mean, they just come out of nowhere, and you got to be, even if it's a perfectly good radar when you leave, it can turn crappy here in a second. It doesn't matter. So.
Yeah, the ones I got caught in, one of them I had Kevin calling me saying, hey, Justin, it's going to hit in about an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, okay, that gives me about a half an hour to fish. And then the last one I actually saw coming, and but Rob actually has an excuse. Rob's actually materialized over his head.
Yeah, and that's what'll happen. They'll just come. You will not know. I mean, there's no sign of it, and it'll just happen. And it's not a cool thing. I was on the water. We're getting off topic, but that's fine.
Not to mention the topic was how to get other people interested. Now you're probably scaring them more away, not to mention spouses thinking, what the hell my husband doing?
How about this one? I was in a storm with my wife, and it was like her second time ever kayaking. Combining both topics. Yeah. It was actually like 40-mile-an-hour winds in a lake, and there were white caps, and it was hitting the side of the boat pretty hard, and she couldn't paddle through it. And I had to tie off to her boat and tow her in. It was pretty gnarly. All right. And prior to the storm, she said, "We should probably head in. That storm looks like it's coming pretty fast." And I said, "No, we've got time. One more cast." And she's still married to me.
Wow.
Yeah, and had a child with you. That's even the more amazing part. We'll have to sit down and have a long talk with that lady.
I can tell you, Mark wouldn't be so lucky. There's limitations.
Well, and that's just it. And it can happen around here. I mean, it's you got to be safe out there. And this is the time of the year. Rob just said it. I believe Rob just put up a link getting slammed into an article he wrote about the storm. So you got to be safe out there. And it can happen out of nowhere, and it doesn't even have to be a big cloudy storm, not to try to dampen the mood here or anything. I was on the water one day, and it was sunny, not too bad out at all, and family was coming back in on their John boat, and the mother got hit on the front of the boat by lightning, and it was before the storm even got there. This lightning came, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky above, so you got to be careful out there. This is definitely the time of the year for them. They'll pop up on you anywhere. So maybe it is part of the topic tonight. So when you take the newbie out or whoever it may be, don't go far. You know, we already talked about that. Stay close to shore. So if something does pop up, you can get them in and out of the water, get them safe. That's the newest addition to Double L right there in the background, everyone. We got a new place to live, and we also have a new dog in the family. Everybody, meet Pete. That was Pete in the background. Pete, meet everybody in the chat room and listening live. We'll have to put pictures up of Pete on the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page. All right, now the chat room's going back picking on people. So, Pete, yeah. All right, well, where are we at? We're close to the 9 o'clock.
Actually, I was just thinking of suggestions for newbies. Really big deal is
I knew we'd get back on top of
repellent.
Here. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, bug repellent, sunscreen, maybe even like if they have like lightweight long sleeve clothes. I always wear long sleeves and long pants. Like the nylon stuff, those Columbia shirts. I mean, it keeps the sun off you, keeps the bugs off you, and it's really not any hotter than wearing a cotton T-shirt. I mean, that kind of stuff is a huge difference because you get a couple mosquitoes on a calm day, and you can't get away from them, and that'll turn somebody off quicker than anything.
Yeah, I guess I say you got to make them comfortable. Be comfortable. I do that same thing with my clients. It's one of the first things I tell everybody. Well, before we even launch, if you're not comfortable for whatever reason, just you're done sitting in the kayak or whatever the case, let me know. I want it to be pleasant. I want you to have a good time out here. Once it's not fun, I say this all the time, then stop doing it. Then maybe just stop for the day or just stop for your life, whatever the case may be. But once it's not fun, once it's not enjoyable, you need to get off the water. Nobody's going to remember, they're going to remember that bad stuff at the end of the day or when they finally got tired of it or cranky or whatever the case may be. So come on back in. There's always another day. Rob Choi has put on, make sure they know how to get back in the kayak. Yeah, that's another good thing, knowing how to self-rescue yourself. So, you guys, we've all been on the water long enough. You guys can probably, you know what you went through when you first started. Try to help avoid that with anybody new you're taking out. Make it a pleasant trip. Have a lot of fun with it. So I'm sorry. I'm
I think a lot of people tend to overthink it too. I think keep it simple. I mean, you don't need a huge tackle bag, 15 rods, and all the bait you can handle and a billion lure. Just if you're just starting, just grab a rod and a handful of gear and just go. That's all I do half the time anyways.
That's right. Keep it simple. Hey, just here, Philip just put up for any of our North Carolina listeners, which you probably already have one, but the 4th is also free fishing day in North Carolina. No license needed. All right, everybody pack up. We're going to North Carolina tomorrow to fish. We don't need a license. It's probably for North Carolina residents, I would think. But anyway, so. All right, well, we're going to start winding this up. Justin, thank you for calling in. Matt, thank you for calling in and putting up your tournament. You should put the link up one more time for us if you're still here. I think you are. Yeah, you are. Go ahead and put up the link for that New Jersey tournament one more time, benefiting Hal for us, please. Everybody, remember what tomorrow is about. It's not just for cookouts and drinking beer and all that. It's our nation's birthday tomorrow, and thank you to everybody who served our great country, as Philip just said in the chat room. Happy birthday, America. Y'all go out, be safe tomorrow, as I started the show with. Amateur day on the water has always been, in my opinion, on the 4th of July, just like amateur night on the roads is New Year's Eve, so pay attention out there. You guys have a safe and happy... Chris, you with us, or did you mute yourself?
I'm here. Chris, what's up?
Okay. We're winding this thing down, so I just wanted to make sure you were still with us, so we're going to...
Oh, no, I just...
Let everybody get on their way with their 4th of July, I keep wanting to say weekend, but their 4th of July, Wednesday. So you all be safe out there. Have fun. Report back in next Tuesday. Let us know what you did, because I know a lot of you are off for the rest of the week, Tommy V. And give us a good fishing report. Again, thanks to our callers. Thanks to you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And keep those suggestions coming, too, what you'd like to hear, what you'd like to see for guests on the show. So I am done. I'll turn it over to you, Chris. Thank you for all of our sponsors for supporting us. I'm not going to rattle off any of them tonight. They know who they are. We're good to go. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Take it away, Chris.
Happy 4th of July from me, too. And remember, safety, 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 and take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Tight line.
Good night.